看提摩太前书第四章。
Let us look at First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
这个第四章有两个重点。
In chapter 4, there are two main themes.
第一节到十一节。
And it can be divided from verse 1 to verse 11.
要做基督里的好执事。
And this is where we should become a good overseer in Christ.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄，便是基督耶稣的好执事。
Verse 6, if you point these things out to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus.
这里讲这个执事不是教会的长老执事，你看英文就很清楚 ,minister, 就是说在服侍神的一个人。
So minister right here does not refer to the elders of the deacons in the church, but rather those who serve in the church.
这是第一个重点。
And this is the first thing.
那第二个重点十五节。
And the second thing, verse 15.
你要这些事你要殷勤去做。并且在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Verse 15, be diligent in this work, give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
所以这个第四章第一个重点是讲提摩太你要做的工作。
So the first part of the chapter talks about the duties and the responsibility that was entrusted to Timothy.
那第二个重点是提摩太你本身的灵性。
And the second objective, it's the latter part of the chapter, talks about the spirituality of Timothy.
So, 我们今天服侍神也是两部分。
And as well today, when we serve God, it serves in two parts.
就是我们工作要做什么。
It's what should we do when we serve?
怎么把它做得好。
And how can we carry the task faithfully?
我们的灵性要怎么长进。
And second of all, how can we improve our spirituality?
这是保罗告诉提摩太两件事情。
And this is what Paul charged Timothy.
那这个要把做基督耶稣的好执事要怎么做？
So how can we be a good minister?
第六节。
Verse 6.
你要将这些事提醒弟兄。
And that is that you should point out these things to the brothers.
那这些事是什么？
And where are the things referring to?
从第一节到第五节。
And these are the things that are mentioned in verse 1 to verse 5.
那这个第一节到第五节主要是在提醒当时的信徒就是要认清楚敌真道的一些教训。
And verse 1 to verse 5 serves as a reminder to the local members of the consequences of deviating from the truth.
然后提醒信徒不要受迷惑。
And also remind them that don't be deviated from the truth.
不要受迷惑。
Don't be deceived.
那我们如果从第一节第二节这样很仔细在念。
And let's look at verse 1 and verse 2.
我们就会发现有两种灵，有两种道。
And we know there are two types of spirit and there are two types of truth. Two types of gospel.
Teaching.
因为真理只有一个。And because there's only one truth.
所以两种道的。
And this is why there are two types of teaching.
第一个就是说圣灵在明说这是一种灵是神的灵启示保罗的。
And verse 1 that the spirit clearly says, and this is a spirit from God which reveals to Paul.
那在末后有人要离弃真道。
But later, some of these followers will be deceived by the spirit.
那写下去。
And the things are taught by the demons.
然后，就是说，他会离开那个纯正的道理。
And these are the people who will deceive and swift away from the original truth.
然后，随从引诱那引诱人的灵跟鬼魔的道理。
And these are the teachings taught by the demons.
所以，另外有一种灵，还有一种道。
So, and therefore, from this verse, we know that there is another spirit and another teaching.
所以我们从这里可以看出来，这个世界上有一种圣灵，它带给我们启示，给我们真理。
And we know that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the truth.
那另外有另外一套的道理，那个道理是从另外一个灵来的。
And another type of teaching comes from another type of spirit.
所以道跟灵是连在一起的。
And therefore, we can see the relationship between the teaching and the spirit.
那保罗就是提醒提摩太，你第一个，你本身要有这个智慧，能看清楚这个道是从神来的，还是从其他的灵来的。
And therefore, Paul is telling Timothy that you should have the spiritual knowledge to be able to discern the teaching that comes from different spirits.
啊，那第二个就是你要提醒信徒不要被迷惑。
And second of all, you should remind the members not to be deceived.
那我们现在这个社会里面呢、啊，真的很多不同的道。
In our society today, there are many different types of teaching.
那这很多不同的道，很多是从其他的灵来的。
And these all different type of teaching comes from different spirits.
啊，所以如果我们接受了，我们的信仰就改变了。
So if we accept these teachings, then we might deviate from the truth.
那在当时的世代里面
，And back in the days,
啊，保罗所说的鬼魔的道是什么
？And what are the teachings by the demons?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
啊，他们禁戒嫁娶，又禁戒食物，这是啊，就是说有关于婚姻跟这个饮食的道理哦，不是圣经的道理。
So they forbids people to get married and to abstain from certain foods.
啊，圣经有没有说不可以嫁娶
？And the Bible never told us not to get married.
没有，圣经说独身是一种恩赐。
But the Bible only says that being single is a gift.
所以不能够用一种行政的决定来决定一个人可以不可以结婚。
And therefore you should not
教会里面不能用一个会议的决定来决定一个人可以不可以结婚。
And therefore you should not be decided by a rule or by the congregation to decide whether one should get married or not.
好像有一些教会他觉得你做这个某种的圣工你不可以结婚，这不是圣经的。
For instance, in some denominations, they believe by serving God in certain aspect, then you should not get married.
彼得有没有结婚？有。
Did Peter get married? Yes, he did.
保罗有没有结婚？没有。
Did Paul get married? He didn't.
他有那个恩赐。
However, he has the gift.
所以这个违背圣经的教导，这个有时候是从鬼，这里说是鬼魔来的。
And therefore, going against the teaching of the Bible, these are the teachings from the demons.
所以我们看有的教派有这个什么。性骚扰的事件
，and when we see some of the other denominations where they have sexual harassments，
就是由那个他们的神职人员出来的
，and this is where where their elders inside the church，
神职人员那个 clergy 啊
clergy，
结果被告到法院，赔了几千万
，and then they file a lawsuit and they have to end up。paying a long sum of money.
因为人有这个欲望所以圣经说结婚这本来是好的。
And because as a human being we carry the desire, and therefore it is good for men to get married.
那你个人不结婚，这是个人的决定。
And however, if you choose not to, then this is a personal decision.
那你有这个恩赐。
And this is because you have the gift.
所以我们的教导不能偏离道，偏离道有时候是从魔鬼来的。
And therefore, our teaching should not deviate from the truth.
那再来就是有关于食物。
And then it's regarding about some of the food to abstain from.
那圣经说只有两种不可以吃，是因为信仰的原因。
And the Bible only mentioned two types of food that we should abstain, and these are for us our spiritual reasons.
第一个拜过偶像的。
And the first one is that the foods that have been worshipped to the idol.
第二个血还有肉食的牲畜。
And the second is the blood of the animal or blood of the animal.
还有肉食的牲畜。
And animal that have been strangled to death.
所以除了这个两个之外，其他你觉得不可以吃，是因为你个人的喜好还有健康的原因，不是信仰的原因。
So besides this too, if you chose to abstain from certain foods.Then it could be your personal reasons for health issues.
那如果把个人的喜好或者健康的原因当真理来传，这个就不对。
But if you But if you preach your personal preference as a gospel, as a truth, then this is against the teaching of the Bible.
有一个牧师他写了一本书。
And there was a minister who wrote a book.
主耶稣强调亚当在伊甸园的吃法，哇，这个不是很吸引的吗？
And then he emphasized the way that Adam eats in the Garden of Eden.
哇，一时要很畅销，连那个教会的信徒买好几本到处送人。
And the members of the church bought these books and they were just giving out as gifts.
啊，有一个教会负责人就照那个吃。
And there was a church council that followed the instructions and ate according to what was recommended.
吃了一段时间以后，发现心脏无力，两脚无力，啊，四肢发抖。
After following that eating for a period of time, they have some health issues.
全身无力啊。
And they feel very fatigued and energyless.
因为那本书说亚当吃的都是植物，亚当不吃动物。
And this is because Adam only ate vegetables.
那这怎么办？
So what can we do?
后来是吃了一块牛排就好了。
And then afterwards, after eating a steak, and everything was solved.
所以这个健康的吃法是个人的喜好，不是这个不是用像真理一样的。
So eating healthy is a personal preference and it cannot be taught as a teaching.
纽约时报曾经看过一篇文章。
And in New York Times, there was an article.
说你要吃食物，不要吃食品。
You should eat the food and not the
natural food, 不是 processed food.
You should eat natural food and not processed food.
这个也是。为着你健康，这个不是真理。
And this is for your health issue, and this is not to be taught as truth.
那当时的时代，有人就把这个饮食当作真理来讲。
However, back then, we see how some of the members they go around to preach this.
那第四节说，神所造的，感谢领受就可以，就是好的。
However, in verse 4, it says that everything that God created was good, and we should just accept it with thanksgiving.
第五节，都因神的道跟人的祈求成为圣洁。
And in verse 5, says that by the word of God and prayer, everything was being consecrated.
那我们跟这个有关系的，我们现在有很多，我们要很仔细的，很小心。
And there are a few things that we should be mind of.
比方说，有的人为了健康练气功。
Like for some, for health reasons, there are some who practice
气功。
气功。
那气功练到最后会灵魂出窍。
And then to the point where their soul just kind of leave their body.
这个很吸引人啊。
And this is very attractive.
怎么祷告都没有看过异象，练气功灵魂出窍。
I mean, it doesn't matter how you pray, you never seen a vision, but I mean, by practicing Qigong, your soul can just leave your body.
但圣经说啊，身体灵魂离开身体，身体就死了。
But according to the Bible, it says that once the soul departs from the body, then the body itself is dead.
你那个电脑那软体把它delete的硬体就不动不了。
It's like if you delete a software, then the hardware is useless.
那怎么有可能灵魂跑出来，这个人还活着呢？
So how is it possible that the soul leaves the physical body and the body is still alive?
那这个只有两个可能。
So there are only two possibilities.
第一个
，Number one，
幻觉。
This is an illusion.
第二个
，Second，
异象。
This is a vision.
但是这不是从神来的。
But this vision does not come from God.
从其他的灵来的。
It's from a different spirit.
那为什么我身体会好呢？
Then why is it that the body will recover?
因为其他的灵也有某种的力量。
And because other spirit, they also have power.
所以我看这个信徒啊，为着健康去练气功。
And we see some of the members, for health reasons, they practice 气功。
表面是好的，但是你进入再深入，你就进到其他的灵去了。
On the superficial level, it looks that it's good, but if you look deeper, then it goes in.Dealing with the spirit.
那你用那个练气功那个时间祷告，被圣灵充满，我想一定很有力量。
But wouldn't it be better to use that time to practice qigong and to pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit?
多运动啊，多祷告，被圣灵充满。
Pray more and exercise.
这一定很有力量。
And thus, you'll be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要有一种分辨力。
And so therefore, we should have the ability to discern.
但是可惜有的是教会负责人带头信徒啊，你身体不好，练气功。
But there are some church council members, they'll be the head of asking members to practice qi gong.
有一个慕道者来教会慕道。
There was a truth seeker who came to the church.
又病好了不少。
And physically he was very well, he got better, he got well.
后来呀，在中国大陆说有一个很出名的qi gong，在某一个时间要在那边发功。
And then there was a qigong master in mainland China that.
他在中国大陆为这个慕道朋友发功。
And in turn of that, he was told that there was a qigong master in China that was practicing for this friends of this truth seeker in the U.S.
结果那个时间一到，他那边在发功，这边发疯。
And It turned out that at the exact time when the qigong master in China was practicing his qigong for this friend of ours, then this friend he became insane.
在地上打滚了。
And then he was shivering on the ground.
这是很清楚的例子。
And this is a very vivid example.
所以这个灵界要很谨慎。
And therefore we should be really careful when we deal with the spiritual matters.
那有的就练瑜伽术。
Then some people practice yoga.
啊，最近你怎么这么苗条，肚子都不见了？瑜伽。
So why is it that you can be so fit that you lose your tummy? That's because I practice yoga.
但是你仔细看那个瑜伽术那个动作，就是印度教。
But if you look at yoga carefully, then it has to do with Hinduism.
所以有个姐妹一练瑜伽，练到晚上就梦到蛇了，梦到噩梦。
And there was a sister of ours who practiced yoga, and at night she was dreaming about snakes.
但是我们也看过教会的信徒在教会里面夸瑜伽多好。再收一些门徒。
And then we also see members inside the church where they come to the church and they advertise how good yoga can be.
所以这个要做基督的好执事，就是要在教会里面防守这些异端跟其他的灵有关系，不要侵到教会里面来。
And therefore, in order to be a good minister for the Lord Jesus Christ, one should prevent such teaching to be taught inside the church.
不要像让迷信跑到教会里面来。
And we shouldn't let these We shouldn't let these hypocrisies to be preached inside the church.
比方说东方人有这个十二个生肖。
For instance, the Asian culture we have these 12 zodiacs.
Yeah. 那今年是什么年
？And what year is this year?
虎年。
And they say that this is the year of the tiger.
愿神祝福你虎虎生风，这样好不好？
Is it good to say that may God bless you because this is the tiger of the year, the year of the tiger?
好，像老虎这样。
So that you can be very powerful and wealthy.
这个没有圣经根据啊。
And this is not according to the Bible.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So therefore, we should be really careful.
不要让异端跑到教会来。
And therefore, we shouldn't let hypocrisy to be preached inside the church.
而正我要去非洲以前啊。
And there was one time before I leave for Africa.
教会两个青年晚上啊十一点来按我家的门铃。
There was two youth inside the church that came knocking on my door at 11 o'clock at night.
他们刚刚上班啊，就赚到钱，就拿3000块，这个要给非洲用。
And they just got their salary and it was $3,000. And they came to me and said, "This is for the ministry in Africa."
我跟他讲，我一定会请教会开收据。他说不需要，不需要。我说一定要开收据，不然将来我没有办法解释。
And I told the youth that I told the youth that I'll surely ask the church to give you a receipt. And then they told me that there's no need. But then I told him that then in the future it will be hard for me to explain.
他说你这个带到非洲哦，这谁要就给他，有缺乏都给他。
Then they told me that just bring this money to Africa, and whoever you see that they're in need, just give it to them.
我说我试过，连衣服皮带都给他们，第二次去还一直在埋怨不够啊。
But then I told him that I tried. The first time I went there, I gave my shirt, my belt, my pants. But on my second trip, it happened the same thing.
那这个两个青年很热心。
And these two youth are very fervent.
那后来我离开那个教会。
And afterwards, I left the church.
听说一个已经没有来了。
And I heard that one of them, he no longer comes to the church.
怎么这么热心青年会消失呢?
And then I questioned, why is it that such a fervent and zealous youth would depart from the church?
你知道中国最近有一个叫做法轮功。
And in China, recently, there's a party, there's a group of people, party called Falun Gong.
吸引很多人。
And it attracted many members.
那这两个青年啊，就很好奇。
And this two youth I was talking about, they were very into this.
我要查考一下到底法轮功是什么。
They were out of curiosity, they want to study what is all this Falun Gong about.
就去听了。
So they went and listened.
人就给他两本书。
And people gave them
一人一本书。
And people gave them a book to read.
我告诉他，你这个书还没有读完以前，你的排便会是黑的。
And then they told him that before you finish reading this book, what comes out of you will be in black.
哎，真的还没有读完，排便是黑的。他说，哦，这真的不得了。
So it seems like it's true. I mean, before he finished reading, all his doo-doos are in black.
但是后来发生就是，他们来到教会啊，进到会堂，道理听不到。
But the odd thing is that when they come to the church and listen to the gospel, they cannot hear.
就讲道的人讲很大声，他听不到。
The person who was giving the sermon was speaking very loudly, but he wasn't able to hear.
那其中有一个青年就比较警醒，他马上，哎，那个有问题。
Then one of the youth who was more conscious, he knew that something was wrong.
所以他赶快就跟那个切断。
So he made himself departed from the Falun Gong.
啊，回到教会来祷告。
He came back to the church and he prayed.
啊，后来这个症状就消失了。
And then the sign just went away.
但是另外一个
，but this other youth,
他继续读。
He continued to read his.
读到现在就没有来教会了。
To the point that he no longer comes to the church.
所以这个道跟灵是合在一起的。
And therefore we know that the teaching and the spirit they go side by side.
你如果要读佛书，要读其他宗教信仰的书，你一定要好好祷告才读，不然不要读。
And therefore, if you want to read books regarding any religion, then you should spend time praying about it.
所以这个我们要很谨慎的，道会影响灵。
And therefore, we should be really careful because the teaching will affect the spirit.
道的混乱会影响灵的混乱。
Because the confusion, the teaching will also confuse what spirit you receive.
所以这个第四章第一段就是在告诉我们要很谨慎做基督的好执事，要固守真道的奥秘。
And therefore, in the first part of the chapter 4, it talks about how we should be the good minister and the things that we should be watchful.
那第二段
，and the second part，
第二段就是十五节
，verse 15。
你要在这些事殷勤，并且在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Verse 15. Be diligent in this matter. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
什么叫长进？
So what is progress?
有时候你也觉得好像很难了解。
Sometimes it is very hard for us to understand.
我说我有长进，别人说我没有长进。
Sometimes you claim that you have progress, but other people don't see the progress in you.
最近圣何西有很多的小孩子，婴儿。
And recently I noticed that in San Jose Church there are many children.
你仔细看，你就知道什么叫长进。
And then by looking at them carefully, you know what's progress.
上个月跟这个月不太一样。
Because last month compared to this month, it's a little bit different.
下个月跟这个月又不太一样。
And if we look when next month, when you look back to this month, it's going to be different too.
这个叫做长进。
And this is progress.
如果你看到一个小孩子
，if you see a children,
你跟他爸妈讲啊，感谢主，你的小孩子三个月前看起来跟今天都一样。
If you told the member that thank God your kid looks the same as 3 months before,
他问你说要感谢什么
？Then the parent will ask you, then what should I be thankful about？
那你就讲不出来了。
Then you don't know what to say.
所以长进就是昨天跟今天不一样。
And therefore progress is progress is a differentiation between yesterday and today.
明天跟今天不一样。
And tomorrow will be different from today.
为着今天的我可以否定昨天的我。
And for the sake of for the sake of today, we can we can deny ourselves yesterday.
有时候我们听人在讲啊，这个人你看上个月这样讲法，那今个这个一讲法又不一样。
And sometimes we see how people will change their thoughts or speech from month to month.
这也很有可能一个现象，他长进了。
And this could be a sign that this person progress.
因为上个月他没有祷告，不明白神的旨意，他祷告了一个月，今天恍然大悟，这样才对啊。
And this is because they have not been praying, and maybe after prayer they have understood the will of God and understood the Bible better, and this is why they have said something.
所以有时候你看年轻人他的讲法常常不一样，因为他一直在长进。
So when we look at the youth, sometimes we notice that what they say always they're constantly changing. This is because they're progressing.
那最难改变的是谁
？So what are the things that it's hard, the hardest to change?
大概像我这个年纪的。
And it's probably people like my age.
因为活了一段时间以后，我们都觉得啊，我人生看多了。
Because we have lived for a long time, that we feel that we are very we master everything.
啊，圣经读了好几遍了。
We read the Bible many times.
所以我的想法就是对的。
And therefore, my thought has to be correct.
要改变我很难。
So it is hard to change.
所以有时候要改变一个年纪很大的人哦，用那个力量去教些年轻人比较有成就感。
So sometimes, you know, rather than spending the effort changing an old man, you should spend that effort to educate the next generation.
所以主耶稣叫这个叫什么呢？新酒放在旧皮带。
And this is what Jesus called having the new wine put in a old
wineskin.
Wineskin.
因为它已经没有弹性了。
And this is because the wineskin loses its flexibility.
所以你那个新酒装进去爆炸的。
So when you pour in the new wine, the wineskin will just break.
那长进就是你能够接受新的思想。
And to progress, it's being able to adapt the new teachings.
所以新的思想就是从圣经里面来的。
And this new teachings derive from the Bible.
我们有新的了解，越了解越深，你能够改变自己来接受。
We have a new understanding. We have a deeper understanding of the Bible, and we're able to receive it.
所以长进是一啊，这是需要的。
And therefore, every one of us needs to progress.
那要怎么长进
？Then how can we progress？
我们来看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
你要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
Have nothing to do with the godless myth and the old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly.
这里说要敬虔上操练自己。
It says that you have to train yourself to be godly.
但是敬虔上操练自己，你要把那个世俗的话要把它拿掉。
But in order to train ourselves to be godly, we have to remove, we have to remove what is the worldly part of us.
世俗的话比方说
we have to remove the godless myth.
在前几年前呢、我就看了一个慕道朋友。
A couple years ago, I was looking at a truth seeker.
他就跟我讲这个达文西密码，这一本书啊，写得真好。
And then this truth seeker was telling me how Da Vinci Code was a very well-written book.
然后我那时候我就想，我要不要去读
？And then then I was thinking, should I spend the time to read this book?
我也买了一本啊。
So I also bought this Da Vinci Code.
想想说，我如果要跟他讨论这个，然后要再花时要去读，再花时间跟他讨论这个，要花很多时间。
And then I was thinking in my mind, if I spend the time reading the book and spending the time to discuss with them and to prove what was wrong, then it takes a lot of time.
但是如果这些时间你用来读圣经，可能你会得到更多。
But if I use this time to study the Bible, then I might have obtained more.
当然，诸位可能读书啊，了解很快，三五分钟又。学过那个速读法，一下就读完了。
For some of us who know how to speed read, might only take us a few hours.
那你来跟那慕道朋友谈，一定很好。
Then it will be really easy for you to read the book and discuss with this truth seeker.
但是我们发现，后来听说那个慕道朋友受洗了。
And then I hear that this truth seeker, he was baptized.
那这个受洗不是因为达文西密码别人把他 点破了，这个受洗是因为他了解圣经。
And he was baptized not because somebody proved him wrong that the Da Vinci Code was wrong, but rather he understood the mystery inside the Bible.
所以我们的重点就是说，世界上有很多不同思想的书啊。
So the key one I'm trying to emphasize right here is that there are different teachings out there today.
你说我每一本都要去读，把它研究通，再来点破别人哦，你一生都在读那个圣经没有读啊。
So if you're trying to read every book out there to get their logic and then find the shortcoming in it to prove other people wrong, then you'll never have the time to read the Bible.
哦，所以最重要的是圣经读熟。
So we should read the Bible and be familiar with it.
也是我面对一个佛教的信徒，佛教的慕道者。
There was an opportunity I was facing a truth seeker that was a Buddhist.
我开始要想着跟他讲佛教怎么不好。
And then I was thinking, how should I tell this truth seeker that Buddhism, it's not good?
我发现了，他有很多的回应。
And then I noticed that he reacted, he was very repellent to what I said.
啊，就这个跟他讲，主耶稣怎么爱我们，主耶稣怎么救我们。
And then I told him how Jesus loved us, how he died for us, and how he's willing to save us.
后来他受洗了。
And then afterwards he got baptized.
所以你如果有时间去读其他的刊物，当然这是好啊，去了解，然后能够去辩保别人哦，去帮助别人分析，这是好的。但是啊，我们的本不是那个，我们本是圣经。
So if you have the leisure time to read some articles or books in order to analyze for other people, it is good. But don't forget that our main goal is to read the Bible.
所以第七节要弃绝世俗的言语，老妇。方妙的话，然后在镜前上操练。
And therefore, this is why it teaches us on verse 7 that we should have nothing to do with the godless myth and the old wives' tales.
所以要长进，第一个要操练。
So in order to progress, we must train ourselves.
那第八节，操练身体益处还少，因为镜前凡事都有益处。
But physical training has some value, but godliness training has value to all things.
所以不是说属灵的不要运动哦，这里说身益处还少，还是有益处。
So it doesn't mean that we don't need to do any physical exercise.
你上五十岁你要运动啊。
So when you're above the age of 50, you have to exercise.
你身体才能活久一点，才能做圣工啊。
So that you may live longer and serve God longer.
但是更有益处是镜前上操练。
But if you're able to train yourself in godliness,
我读神学院的时候有两个，我们这一期有三个人。
When I studied TTP, there was I had this other two in my grade there was three students.
其中有一个身体好健康啊。
And there was one that he was very fit.And healthy.
晚上只睡四个小时，精神很好。
He can only sleep for 4 hours a day, and then he can function throughout the day.
我睡八个小时还觉得不够。
Sometimes I sleep for 8 hours, and I feel that it's not enough.
身体很壮。
And this brother, he was very he was very healthy.
但是出来当传道第一年就回天国了。
But after coming out to serve in this ministry, he was called back by God after the first year.
所以我就觉得说，身体健壮不一定活久啊。
So then I noticed that having a healthy body doesn't necessarily mean that you can long live.
所以操练身体是好，但是益处还少。
So training the body is good, but it only has some values.
那镜前有今生跟来世的应许。
But practicing godliness has promises to this life and the life to come.
这个敬虔从哪里来？
And where does this godliness come from?
你说我从英文看的，从神来的。
And this godliness comes from God.
所以
if you look at the English version.
什么叫敬虔上操练自己？
What does it mean to train yourself in godliness?
就是一直去操练到最后，你越来越像神。
It means that you train yourself that in the long run you become more like God.
你身上越能够反射神的柄。
And through you, you're able to reflect of God's nature.
因为我们人有罪性。
And because human being, we have a sinful nature.
那操练就是把神性表现出来。
And we train ourselves, we can reflect the godly nature.
那今生的应许是什么？
So what is the promise in this life?
我们如果越来越像神。
When we're more like God,
我们就越来越靠近神。
We're closer to God.
神就越来越与我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
那神同在有什么感觉？
And how does it feel to have God abiding with us?
你没有害怕。
Is that you have no fear.
你没有忧虑。
You have no worries.
这个就是平安。
And this is peace.
神同在，另外一个感觉。
And And this is the feeling that you have when God abides with you.
你里面很满足。
And that's you feel really content inside.
因为神在你里面。
And this is because God dwells in you.
你已经满了。
And you have been completely occupied.
你很喜乐。
And you feel with joy.
那神同在还有一个感觉。
And when God abides with you, there's another feeling.
罪进不来。
And that's that the sin can no longer enter.
你想想看，如果你很平安、很喜乐、没有罪。
When you feel peaceful, joy, and you have no sin.
在地如天。
And it is the same thing. As on earth as it is in heaven.
这个就是今生的应许。
And this is the promise in this life.
所以不要一直想我敬虔上操练了以后，会不会公司忽然把我加薪啊，做加了一万。
So, training godliness doesn't necessarily mean that whether at work you'll be get promoted.
或者说你看这个职位会升高。
Or would I go up more on the corporate ladder?
不是那个意思。
It doesn't mean by that.
有衣有食就应该知足。
Because we should be content when we have food and clothing.
诸位，如果你的小孩子不知足。
If your children are not content,
下一次哦，我要去非洲，请他当义工，我们一起去。
Then you can tell me so that next time I can ask them to volunteer to my trip to Africa.
好，跟非洲人住在一起，吃非洲人吃的，回来以后什么都很好吃。
Going to Africa with me to live with them to eat what they eat, and when they come back, they'll feel like everything's really good.
非洲人这个生活水准很简单。
Their life condition and life standards are very low.
太高了，我们现在太高了。
And here in the U.S., our standards are very high.
我说，我一直还在想怎么再更高。
So we're always thinking how to achieve better.
关键不在那里啊。生活的幸福关键不在那里呀、啊。
And life is not about Mary.
哦 ，Mary 啊，哦，关键在乎神住在我们里面。
The key to life is having God inside our lives.
我们看第十节
，Verse ten.
我们的劳苦正是为此，我们的指望在乎永生的神。
And that our labor and our strife should be accepted by God.
所以操练到最后什么？
So we should train ourselves to what point?
你的目标就是神。
So that our goal becomes God himself.
我们的盼望就是神。
Our hope is in God.
你跟神多么靠近。
And this is when we are very close with God.
你非常享受你的生活。
You enjoy your life.
为什么？
Why?
你天天感觉到神跟你同在。
And this is because you feel the abundance of God.
内心很甜美。
Inside your heart, you feel very sweet.
心里很满足。
You feel very content.
这是生活的秘诀。
And this is the mystery to life.
敬虔上操练。
And this is to train yourself in godliness.
那什么是来世的应许？
Then what is the promise in the life to come?
来世的应许就是保罗讲公义的冠冕为我存留。
And the life to come is that we have a righteous crown waiting for us.
天国有神的赏赐，神的荣耀。
In heaven there's the glory of God.
十二节。
Verse 12.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young.
我刚刚当传道的时候。
When I first became a minister, a pastor,
有一个弟兄六十几岁。
There was a brother at the age of 16.
我正在吃饭，跑到教会来跟我 complain 他的媳妇怎样。
He came running to the church and started complaining about his daughter-in-law.
然后我正在想我怎么回答他。
And I was thinking, how should I reply to this brother?
他最后一个结论说，我是跟你讲出气啦，你小孩子也不能做什么。
And then he told me that I'm just complaining. You such a young kid. There's nothing that you can do.
我快三十岁了，他说你小孩子不能做什么。
And back then I was at the age of 30, and he told me that I was still young, and there's nothing I can do.
我才发现说，哎，不要叫人小看你年轻。
But the Bible right here says that don't let anyone look down on you because you're young.
不是你年纪小，你不能做什么。
Not because you're young, so that you're not useful.
那要做信徒的榜样。
But you should set the example for the believers.
言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁，做信徒的榜样。
In life, in love, in faith, and in purity, you should set the example for the members.
这就是保罗告诉提摩太的。
And this is what Paul told Timothy.
你要带领教会，你要做榜样。
You have to lead the church. You have to be the example.
天国赏赐大，但是你今生要努力。
Even though the award in heaven is great, but in this life, you have to work hard.
一起报道。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 休息。
Let's rest.